You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Smooth it out. This is a story about the drifter who waited for the worst but the best in Crosstown. Who never planned on having so dick. I was one who never had and always mad. Never knew my dad, motherfuck the fact. When anyway I did pick up, lips and clicked up, too many stick-ups, cause niggas had to trigger hiccups. I couldn't get a job, nappy hair was not allowed. My mother couldn't afford us all, she had to throw me out. I walked the strip, with just a clip, who wanna hit? They got him quick, I had to eat this money, good as fit. I threw in braids, I wasn't paid enough. I kept them on cause I couldn't afford a haircut. I got laughed at, I got chumped, I got dissed. I got upset, I got a tick and a banana clip. Was down the throat, let to any deal attack can. I still have been broke, so a lot of good and would've did or done. If not for bad luck, I wouldn't have none. Why did I have to live a life for such a bad one? Why when I was a kid and played, I was a sad one? And always wanted to live like this a fat one.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Don't forget to go to iTunes, subscribe, leave us a review. Make sure you download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, or the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Welcome. What's up, boys?
What's up, bitch?
Fabio's in a great mood tonight.
I'm in a fantastic mood.
That's annoying. That's so annoying.
All Fab's trying to do is get the sound right, and Missy's annoyed by it.
That's so annoying. That's so annoying.
I was trying to be
why
funny.
Why can't you have... Sometimes I wish you had
a womanly voice.
No, not even. Like, wouldn't it be great if she sounded like Christopher Walken or something instead of, you know?
Why?
What I mean? It would just be a lot more tolerable.
What does that mean?
You want me to that's so annoying. Like, I would have rather hear that for 5 minutes before then.
And you're like, that would be funny.
That would be funny. At least I'd chuckle from that. But no,
so my voice annoys you, is what it sounds like.
Because you were just so disgusted. You were like, that's so annoying.
I was so fucking
you
plain.
Sound like fucking, you sound like, what's it called? Darth Sidious from fucking Star Wars.
Oh,
Senator Palpatine.
Oh my god.
Skywalker.
I was just joking. You have to take it to a whole other level. You're sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
I was joking. Did you see the way I looked at you? I was
no,
quiet.
You had stink eye like crazy. You're just like, that's so annoying.
I was so,
you
I
almost,
swear on my
you
life.
You almost sounded Japanese. So annoying. You almost had like a samurai thing going. Didn't she?
She did.
I tell you, it's annoying.
Oh my god. And then so you asked annoying. Me if I was stoned.
Well, yeah, because you're like loopy as shit tonight.
I don't seem loopy.
Like you do. It's like I said to Chris outside, it's like Groundhog Day. Like she's back to the way she was a couple years ago.
Man.
All that, you know, changing and growing up completely disappeared.
Oh my god.
I'm
that's
always
all
right.
Man.
I just misspake my words.
There's always some truth to what I was saying is what I was saying. Even if in execution it is incorrect.
Here we go again.
Shut up, bitch.
There we go. I got hypnotized over the weekend. Sound bites no longer. I'm impervious to them.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
What do you mean you got?
I got hypnotized.
Okay, but when he hit, what'd you say? Okay, when you put me under, I want you to not make anything these three fat fucks have to say about me matter.
Is yes, really? I brought a computer.
Right.
And I played them shows. No, and while I was being hypnotized. The shows ran in my hypnotized.
The hypnotist fell asleep listening to the show.
In my hypnotized state.
Gotcha.
It's all gone now.
So now you're impervious to all
I'm
the...
I'm impervious to it all.
Gotcha. Ignorant slut.
Nope.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
Thank you.
we'll test you throughout the night.
Do it. It's a new day.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. We just have to find some harsher shit.
Oh, great.
I'm on it.
That's all. That's all it comes down. That's all
you have to say. A thousand things.
That's all it comes down to at this point.
It's not even the harshness. It's weird as to which ones offend her. Like stupid bitch, you figure wouldn't bother her,
right? No, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm not the average bird.
You slut.
That's awesome.
Poor slut bitch.
You can't ever get mad at Seth MacFarlane, though. I love him.
Okay. Well, you were getting mad for a while there.
Nope. No longer mad. Why y'all want to make me mad, though?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, why is your goal to break me down so that
because you're a faggot.
Did you call me a faggot?
Change it up a little bit. What's up?
Okay. That may actually start to offend me.
Are you a fag?
Fucking faggot.
Oh, my God. You guys have that many fags.
Oh, my God. I have a whole page of them.
The fag page?
I will headbutt that cross-eyed bitch.
Oh. You fucking faggot!
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, miss.
It's all good.
No, it is all good.
It's all good, man.
Something happened this weekend that you're just floating on.
I think something, yeah, something good happened.
Your finger popped or something?
No, no, I'm still, no. Still nothing. No, no, I'm not
still
a virgin.
Virgin.
Well, you know, you haven't had sex in a
what?
While.
But... No, it's been a long time though, and I haven't got my period. If anybody cares,
nobody cares. Now we're all disgusted.
Yeah. I may be with child. Maybe that's what's wrong.
You had you
keep
got
drinking
your,
heavily.
Wait, did you say you got your period?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't
no,
gotten it.
Do you go to doctor?
2 months. No, I have a doctor's appointment next week.
Oh God,
I'm not pregnant. Same it's impossible. Child. I have an iron uterus. It is impenetrable by child.
It's semen.
No, no, there's no way. No? It's just, I think it, I gained weight. I think I gained too much in a shorter period of time. So I'm starting to lose weight to see if it even.
You're just a fat kid.
I feel fat. I lost 9 pounds though.
Are you sure you're not stressed?
And I've been stressed.
Yeah,
that's it. And it's a bunch of different stuff.
Okay. Fucking with your cycle?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm all fucked up. But January and February were like really rough months, so now it's the end.
No, so you're just stressed out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, whatever, you fat bitch.
Or I have a child. Is it bad that if I was pregnant, I would have the baby and raise it?
Is it bad?
Yeah.
It's bad for the baby.
But I would not tell the father.
I give that kid 2 years.
But I would not tell the father.
Oh, who are you kidding? You don't know who the father is.
I would get a schmushmorshman at the schmushmorshman clinic.
There would be no going on Maury.
A DNA test?
No Maury, no.
You are not the father. You.
I would just have my little angel child.
Oh, angel.
I would name it Sam if it was a boy or a girl.
Sam?
Yeah.
Con nugget.
I have a name picked out.
Sam.
So what if you are pregnant? Let's just say, put all the...
I mean, I don't know. I'm terrible at fucking... What's it called?
You're stupid.
No. And hypothetical questions annoy me. So... Because who... I could say right now I would do this. It doesn't matter.
No, you're right. Really it doesn't. Would. It's just... For,
I mean, I talked to my roommate about it. She was like, we'll raise the kid. It'll be fun.
We'll raise the kid?
Yeah, we'll raise it together.
Great. The kid's going to grow up gay and stupid.
Christina is smart enough to be able to raise the kid as a genius, I feel.
You don't really raise a kid as a genius.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I think you can.
And they're silly looking.
No, I don't think that I'm pregnant. But it is weird. It's starting to freak me out.
I don't
out.
Think it's weird.
Yeah. No? I do.
I mean, if you know you're not pregnant.
No,
you know
I mean.
Listen,
else.
I got a flight of steps right here.
I'll just trip on our break.
I'll push you.
Chris will be happy to kick you down them steps.
Yeah,
thanks. Would. I appreciate it.
I'm doing it for you. It's not like it's my fucking kid.
I hope not.
It's not Chris's child.
That's good. Good for you, Chris.
That kid won't have a father if it is.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck that shit. I'll be moving to Canada.
Whether Chris is there or not, that kid's not having a father.
That's true.
Sam. So you name him, naming the kid Sam.
Yeah, Sam.
Sam. Why? Why Sam?
Because he's going to be retarded, just like Sean Penn and Sam I Am.
Gotcha. Is that... Of all the names, you just pick a plain old Sam?
No, I like Sam.
Okay.
I like Samantha for a girl.
And for a guy, it's Samuel?
Sammy.
Samuel.
No, Samuel. That's an ugly name.
Sam is going to be on his birth certificate.
Sammy.
Sammy.
I can go for a Sammy right
now.
I hope you're not pregnant.
Stupid woman.
What would you name your kid?
Sammy.
Why? What's wrong with Sammy?
Fabio? Sammy's okay with a nickname. Oh, fuck you. Don't make fun of my name. You're not even using your real name, you dumb cunt. What's your real name? Veronica? Core? Which is it?
My real name is...
At least mine's original, motherfucker.
Original? It's not original.
The fuck it isn't. Who else do you know that's named Fabio?
No.
Someone you actually know.
No one.
Okay. So.
Not many
Don't act
Fabio.
Like you're proud of your name now. You
I am proud of my name. I'm proud of my heritage. I'm glad I'm not white trash. I don't have to worry about my kids being called Sammy.
Like, that's such a bad name.
It's
like,
not bad if it's his nickname.
Bad.
Like, go with Samuel. That's a good name.
No.
And then you call him Sammy as a nickname. But if you put Sammy on his birth certificate,
I would just put Sam.
It's like...
That's as white trash as a comic.
Right, exactly. It's like putting Tommy on a fucking birth instead of Thomas.
Right.
Like, that's just dumb.
Why? You have the weirdest way of thinking.
What do you mean? That's isn't that the more normal thing to do?
That is the normal
thing.
What
I'm
thing
saying
to do.
Rather than what she's saying?
Obviously.
Okay, so why am I the weird one,
because
weirdo?
It's weird how you have your way of thinking, like, because it's normal in, like, the society, like, everybody does it. I should do it because it's the right thing to do just because everybody else does it. It's a fucking name.
Okay,
who
but
gives
if,
a shit?
No. If you want to, no.
Sammy's not a name. Samuel's the name. Right. Sammy's a nickname.
Yeah.
Samuel is not a fucking name.
Yes.
What are you talking
You're an
about?
Asshole.
No, it's not a name that I would want. And you can name your kid whatever the fuck you want.
No, but
Why
don't say Samuel is not a name. That's just, now you're being stupid.
Marco.
No, Samuel's not a name that I would want to give a
well,
kid.
Well, then
I
say that.
Okay. Marco, what's your son's name?
Nicholas.
What do you call him?
Nico.
Yeah, I know.
Nico's a nickname.
Yeah, it's nowhere on the
That's
birth certificate.
You. I am
She's
different.
She's anti-establishment.
Exactly.
Like, I'm being different, and I'm an asshole.
Look,
for
if
it.
You want to be different, wear like a weird color, but don't tease your fucking, don't ruin your kid's future.
Sammy is teasing.
Because he's just, when he gets older, if he does have a shot of being professional at something and good at something, he's not going to use Sammy.
Then
he's going to use
Sam.
Okay.
Then he can use Sam.
Okay.
It's really up. The really kid will go into whatever he wants.
Hell yeah! My name was Melissa. Majority of my life, and I turned it into Missy when I was in high school.
What happened to the other name?
That doesn't count. I was 6 months old when my name was changed, or I was. Never mind.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought you did it.
No.
Oh.
Thought she changed her name.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about 6 months old.
No.
Yeah, I remember your dad changed it.
Yeah,
somebody
my dad
changed it for
my name.
Yeah.
Actually,
I remember
sir.
That.
Sal Rosenberg became Missy Carr.
Sammy
Frank Rizzo.
Sammy Carr.
That's pretty funny. I really hope you're not pregnant.
I'm sure
she's
not
pregnant.
I'm sure I'm not.
She's not pregnant.
No. If I was, me and little Sam, whoever, will be okay.
Sammy. Get it right.
Well,
it's
no,
Sammy.
I have to be ambiguous and say Sam, because if it's a girl, it's going to be Sam.
You can still call Sammy a girl.
No, but I would call her Samantha.
Oh, the girl gets the full name.
Yeah.
The boy's like, fuck you, you piece of shit. You get Sammy. Might as well call him Salami. What's the
salami,
difference?
Salami, there you go. I like that.
Salami car.
Sammy Salami.
Now he's a fucking mafia guy.
That kid doesn't have a fucking chance.
Aw.
Dummy car.
Fucking no. Kid.
My kid would be so
You're
precious.
Luck, Marco. Your child's going to be president compared to hers. Oh,
thank God. I'm just going to compare him to her kid, and we'll be all right.
You should never compare.
I know. You should never compare. Fuck that okay. shit.
Or you can.
Fuck that.
Kids are always some sort of competition. Parents are always competing their kids against other kids.
Yeah.
The dads want their kids to do better in sports than the other father's kids. The women want their fucking kids to look better than the other women's kids.
Yeah.
It's always like that.
Yeah, and even if they don't say it outward, yeah. it's always.
Well, look at those little girl beauty pageants.
Oh yeah.
God damn. Yeah. And you know what's funny? The majority of their mothers are disgusting. They're fat slobs. That would have never
their child.
Not only were they never in beauty contests, but no one ever called them beautiful.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
So it's like, you know, they have these beautiful kids and then they put like adult makeup on them and they make them look like whores on stage. And it's like, why would you do that to your kid? You know, it's like, I don't know. I think it's a fucking crime. Just like, that was my favorite part of Bad Grandpa. When the boy at the end was mm-hmm. in the beauty pageant, mm-hmm. that was by far my favorite part. When he ripped off the shit and the pole, the thing came down and he started dancing on the pole, I lost it. I was like, that is so funny. You know what's funny? I saw, speaking of Bad Grandpa, I saw another video of bonus footage.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they showed the behind the scenes after they played the joke and they told everybody, look, this is just a joke. We're filming a movie. They asked the judges, they actually interviewed the judges. That boy was ahead of the scorecards until that dance. He was winning the pageant. That was the last part of the pageant. He was winning up until that point in points. And they were like, we were blown away that it was a boy. We had no idea.
That's awesome.
God, I love movie magic.
Funny.
Oh, funny.
Oh.
So, yeah, Miss Abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Smushmortion.
Yeah, Smushmortion.
Yeah.
You're not ready for it.
Yeah. If I'm not ready now, I'll never be ready.
That's true. You're actually never ready for it, so.
Yeah.
Have that kid. Bring him into this world.
Dude, I totally...
Stop giving her bad advice.
Yeah.
Or have it and give it up for adoption.
No, don't do that.
Give it a chance.
Don't do that.
It would have a chance
with
me.
Just get rid of it.
No.
Just get rid of it.
No. I don't know what I would do, but I'm
probably leave it in a dumpster.
No. Oh my God.
Just like home.
What kind of fucking perfect person do you think I am? Jesus Christ.
He can't save you. No, I don't think you're ever going to have kids.
Nah, me neither.
Yeah, I think you were right. I'm actually kind of praying you are.
God, I would love to hear those stories.
What do you mean?
Her having kids.
No.
No, you don't hear this?
No. That's my point. I hope that she...
Dude, I would so be a great mom.
I said that a long time ago. When you were like, I'm never having kids. And I was like, I think you'd be a great mom. I take that back completely.
And what changed since then that all of a sudden it's different?
It's not. It's just gradually, the more and more you spoke about things, the more I'm thinking, yeah, she's probably better off.
So you think the way that I speak about things.
It's not the speaking part. Don't think so.
Literal?
Don't be so literal. Just in general, like the way you think, the way you say things, how you feel about certain things. I'm thinking, probably not the best teacher for a child as they get older.
I think I would be okay.
Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Listen, it's not even, I'm not saying it like, no, it's Bible. You cannot, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, whatever. I'm just saying. Yeah. I think it's just a...
It's your opinion.
Right. It's an opinion. Yeah. My opinion is that I would think that that kid would be in bad shape. And that's putting it nicely.
All right. Sounds good.
See, I think she'd do okay in a normal family situation with a
father
around.
Don't say normal. Don't say normal. She's going to snap.
No, I mean, married and
normal?
Have a kid. I think
she doesn't
want
to be normal.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what she wants. I'm just saying, I think she
it
would be
happen
a,
that
I think
way.
She'd be fine
yeah.
if she was in a relationship, had
right.
a kid, you know.
She'll have a kid, never tell the father, and marry a dog just to be different.
Exactly. And that's why the kid's fucked.
Right.
And that's why she'll be a bad mother.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't look at me like that. Roof! Roof, don't yell at me.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's funny. It really makes...
God, psycho.
It's funny the way that you guys think about me, to be honest with
you. We don't think about you.
No, but like no, when you say stuff on the show, it's very funny.
Well, this is a comedy show. I mean, it's not supposed to be a...
Well, I mean, it's like borderline offensive. I'm not going to say that.
I don't understand why you say that. What's borderline about it? It is fucking obviously offensive.
Well, no, because like...
There's nothing borderline about it.
If
no one's sugarcoating it.
It would be more offensive if I thought about it in a different way, probably, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if you thought about it at night, right before you go to bed, and cry yourself to sleep.
Oh,
gotta go back to the hypnotist. You know, it always comes.
Mother.
It's funny. It always comes down on me, but these guys think the exact same thing, and sometimes they say it, and sometimes they don't, because I say it for them. But I mean, I'm not the bad guy.
No, you guys are all equally guilty of it, definitely.
No, I don't feel guilty.
You're just, you're the one that, like...
Vocalizes it.
No, you're the one that, like, hammers it down, and it's just...
That's
like,
right, I dropped the hammer. I brings the ruckus.
And yeah. It's just like, all right, I get it. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I guess
absolutely.
It's...
Ferocious, aren't I?
Ferocious. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of sad sometimes.
Don't be sad for me.
I'm not sad for you. I'm not sad for you. I just think it's kind
of
like...
Don't be sad because of me.
No. Definitely not sad because
of
you.
Then what's sad?
It's like... Oh, no. I feel like I'm setting myself up for something if I finish this sentence, so I'm
not
saying it.
Wait, what, you can just add another really to that fat comment you're about to make?
No, my God. No, like, I feel like...
You feel like what? I feel like I'm being watched.
No, I feel like you have such a more creative mind that sometimes I feel like you would understand me more.
No. No, I do have.
Yeah.
I do like to think outside the box.
Yeah.
I just don't think crazy.
Yeah, but I feel like you used to understand my crazy a little bit more than you have been.
No, you know what it is? It was new. You know when things are new? It's like a relationship.
It's like a brand new puppy.
No, it's like a relationship. Like the first 6 to 8 months, it's like you take it as it comes and you're just like, yeah, it's cool. I can deal with it. Then after a couple of years, you're just miserable.
You're like, I just want to kick you.
Right. Yeah, it was cute in the beginning, but now your farts really smell.
And you're like.
It's really making me sick. No, I think in the beginning, I really, for a while, was giving you the benefit of the doubt, thinking she's being entertaining. She's got a really good knack at doing this. Like when you first started the show and you were kind of quiet because you were a little nervous and you weren't really at your, you know, I guess you were just warming up.
I wasn't comfortable yet.
She wasn't comfortable in her role.
Yes.
Whatever. Right.
I needed to know it.
Right. She had to study it. She had to take it home every night and study her role.
I'm glad you know.
Now
it,
I know. Yeah. Now
I'm glad you
know
it.
I knows it now.
Knowing is half the battle.
But yeah, in the beginning you were quiet, and then when you warmed up, you really like. I actually remember the show where you took off, and it was the show Marco missed. And
it was our pep talk, our texting pep talk, me and Marcos.
Comedy show. The comedy show we went to see Andrew Lisa. I think it was Andrew. Was it Andrew Lisa?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The very first show she was in on that Marco missed. It was at my house. Remember that guy that was at the comedy show called in? And we were like fucking with him.
Yeah.
You remember? That was the day she fucking came out of the gate blazing. And from then on, it was like... she's never looked back. She's never went back to that, you know.
Wasn't the first dumb thing she said was this catfish, right?
Well, that started. Yeah,
that was
a little later on. Right. But, you know, she was, when she was quiet at first, she opened up and then she settled in. And then that's when all this weird shit start coming out and this outlandish, like crazy stuff start coming out. And it was new. It was like exciting. It was exciting and new. It's like the Love Boat.
So now you're annoyed by it.
No, it's not even annoying. Okay. It's just like the fact that you actually, like, how can I put this? All right, the fact that you actually are 100% behind all of your I was about to call them lies, but not lies.
All our of conversation outside.
Not your lies. The fact that you're 100% stand behind your way of like thinking and your belief system and all that shit. Like it's just like at this point, I don't know. I guess it's like, all right, I heard this already. Like I'm short with it now.
Yeah.
Like before it was like, oh, fascinating. And it was, it was real fascinating. And then it got to a point where it's like, all right, we got to help this girl. Cause she's like veering off into space, you know, and yeah. I don't know if she's landing on the moon to stay at that hotel or what, but like whatever. It was just going all kinds of weird ways. And then it was like, then we started to say, all right, here's our theory to combat your theory. We're trying to bring you back down to earth. And you always took it as you're being backed into a corner. That's how you always took it.
Right.
You always felt painted into a corner and you just come out swinging. And no matter what, even if we showed you proof or we read you something out of a medical journal, you refuse to believe it.
I take the things that I believe out of it, though, and I run with that. But I don't just fully change my way of thinking. But I do take things out of what you say because remember at one point in time for a little while.
If you called the color
like
red blue.
Fucking with my head.
If you called the color red blue.
Okay.
And you're like, no, that's blue. And then we showed you ironclad proof that that color is called red. What? It's like saying, all right, well, I'll take the fact that you show me the proof, but I'm going to call it blue red now.
I mean, I get
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I get what you're saying, but
that's what I like about her. That she sticks to her guns no matter what.
Right.
That's what I love about it.
It's admirable to a certain extent, but then it's like, all right, now you just sound silly.
Why?
You know what I mean? Like, all right, do you want – I'll tell you the truth. Yeah. You sound like simpleton. Like,
what's wrong with that?
Please, somebody interject because what's the laughter should say it.
Because
why?
Here it's fine. Like, here is fine.
That's all
if
that I'm talking. No, listen,
outside,
Marco. I'm going to stop you real quick.
Thank you.
I am only talking about in here.
In here,
Fabio seems annoyed by me anymore.
No,
that's
I'm
what
not
I'm
annoyed by you.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. In here,
I look forward to seeing you every Thursday.
Shut up.
I do. I'm not even fucking around. I really when you say you can't when you say you're going to miss a show, I'm a little like turned off about doing the show. I'm not joking. Regardless of what I just said, that doesn't mean I fucking hate you or something.
Oh no, I don't think you.
Okay,
hate
I was going to say like okay. I want you here. Like if you're not here, I think the show isn't going to be as good. Personally, that's my personal opinion.
Okay, I was just saying because. You don't seem to entertain my ideas as much anymore.
No, I
as
don't.
You used
I don't because okay. because what you do is you'll fight me on everything, tooth and nail, and it gets annoying after a while. It's like, all right, she wants to be that person. I'm going to let her. I'm not going to fight her on it. But then when you keep, and then if I, you know, like the whole sibling thing where it's like, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you. And then they're like, you know, the other person like flips out and beats the shit out of them. Well, it's like that. It's like you're egging me on because then I'll leave it alone and you'll be like, well, that's why what I said earlier is truth. And then she'll like back away from the mic, and it's like she knows it
drop
makes
the
my
mic
brain.
And go home.
She knows it makes my brain boil when she does that, and I think she's trying to get a rise out of me.
So I won.
See, you see what I mean? You see what I mean? It's like, then why are you even asking all these questions if that's how you feel? This is a game.
I just want to hear you say it.
I didn't say any. I didn't know it was a game.
I'm so plain.
I didn't know it was a game. I'm shocked now. I'm like surprised by this.
To step up your game.
Oh my God. It's a joke.
I'm not touching her. I'm not beating her.
Beat her at her own
He's
game.
He's like, beat her.
You did say that. What's
yeah,
wrong
yeah,
with
what
you?
Is beat her at the game. Beat her.
Oh my God.
She deserves a beating, but that's different.
Why do I deserve a beating? Now,
yeah,
on you.
Stupid.
Marco always
why
takes
do I
it too far.
Why, do, yeah. Why does it have to get violent?
Marco sits sometimes there, listens to this interaction. He's like, someone just should kill her. That's all.
I mean, I wish you would get murdered. Like, yeah. That's
yeah, that's exactly what it comes down to.
That's like, you should get
why
murdered.
Do you want me to be a victim of domestic abuse?
I don't.
It doesn't have to be domestic. Yeah, it could be stranger danger.
Yeah. You want Kleinschmidt to beat me up?
It looked like you guys were friends for a second, and then you were enemies. And
see,
you,
yeah, you got angry. You looked annoyed by him.
No, I liked him a lot, actually.
Yeah, but you were you really annoyed, in the beginning. In the beginning, you were annoyed because when he was talking about the whole, oh, he was backing up all your bullshit from the past.
Yeah.
You were like, whatever. Like, you were like, don't open up that can of SpaghettiOs. You didn't want nothing to do with that because you didn't want to get, like, you know.
She was like, they can say it, but you can't.
See what's funny?
And
she's,
that's exactly you're how I felt.
Well, you know why? Because now you're comfortable with us ragging on you. But if someone else gets in the mix, then you're like, no, I don't think so.
Listen, it took me so long to get comfortable with all of you guys.
Why?
How am I going to get comfortable with strangers being mean to me?
We just added another fat guy to the mix.
What's no, but to I
right
like
up your alley.
Like
you can knock that one out the park.
Yeah, I know. You could add another really.
No.
You'd be like, really, really, no, really, 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 really.
But no, I don't like that. I don't like when listeners do it. I don't like when anybody
That's why
does
I don't
it.
Read your chat.
So you do care what people think.
Of course I do.
You told me you didn't.
No, I do to an extent.
She could say all she wants. She's still a girl.
Yeah, I am a girl. I care what people think.
Yeah. Of course she does.
But you don't care what we think, or at least what I think.
I don't anymore because I feel like you guys accept me for who I am.
I don't care what you guys think about anymore because you're nothing to me.
You're right about that.
No, like if I felt like an uneasiness with you guys, I would feel like worried about what you thought of me. But I don't. I feel comfortable with you.
I would hope so.
I mean, I do. But this guy, I didn't. And I get where he was going with everything. But it like really, I was like, no. Pump the brakes, fool. Don't talk
pump
to me
brakes,
like that.
Pump the brakes, kid.
Don't say I have Asperger's. Like, I was so angry.
Yeah.
Like, but then I got over it. And, like,
he just wanted the burger.
Curl into an Asperger.
But then I got over it because...
Yeah, then you guys vibe.
I get it,
As soon as you said, I'm a fan of Kings and Leon, you're like... You can hear harps.
Yeah. Best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Got you off the hook.
Plus
friends
he's like,
forever.
No, he's totally professional. Like, he got it. He got that I was upset and he didn't want to keep at it. And I thought I thought that was sweet.
He's also new here and he didn't want to overstep his bounds.
He knew his role.
He knew his role.
Yes.
He knew his role.
He slipped up a little bit.
But the moment he was talking about Kings of Leon's old shit, you were just like, heaven.
I was. Yeah. It was nice to talk to somebody who has a similar. Yes. That was exactly it. Because the only other people that I know that like Kings of Leon the way I do are people
or Kings of Leon.
Yeah. And people I work with. And that's it. Like, none of my friends, really. Like, it's weird. I'm the only one.
It's really not weird. It's really not weird. They suck. Yeah. All right.
All right.
I'm glad we got that out.
There
we
go.
I don't want her to feel like – I really don't want you to feel like you're being attacked.
I don't feel like I'm being attacked. I feel
I
like –
I mean, I snap at you because
I feel
I
like
snapped.
I've been annoying you.
You haven't.
I know I have been. I know
no,
I can
you,
tell.
No, you haven't. Like,
why does that bother you?
Yeah, like what do you care?
Because it like throws off the show a little.
No, it doesn't. No, it makes it great. People want to hear –
You think so?
People would love to hear you and me go at it.
I don't know.
I say we get into an octagon and we hash this out.
I got $20 on Missy.
I got $20 on Missy too.
You guys are betting with each other or
against you?
Oh, against me?
I'll suffocate you with a titty.
I could use the $40.
Oh my god!
I'll suffocate her with my titties.
Oh, we have a battle.
She'll be choking on hairs too.
No.
So will you?
I don't have a hairy chest.
She won by a hairy areola.
Oh, my God.
I think I watched like 20 episodes of Curb over the weekend.
That's awesome.
Fun. Yeah,
had a little mini marathon.
Did you love it?
I love Curb. Curb
so good.
I
don't think it's ever coming back.
I don't know. I don't know. Thanks, Bobby Kelly. I don't know. Are you guys, do you guys have any interest in what happened at the Oscars or don't give a shit? Are you happy about anything? Are you sad about anything? Not sad, but are
really,
you disappointed?
I don't really care. I thought the one thing that was funny was the Sean Penn deal.
Oh, with the racist comment at the end?
Yeah, he's friends with the guy.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah,
because I was like, wow, that was uncalled for.
Who gave this guy his green card?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
And then you read up, he actually was in a film that he directed.
Oh, yeah. I
didn't know. So, in like 2003, like a long time ago. Yeah.
Sam I Am?
No.
But Sammy.
It's ridiculous that they're giving this guy so much grief. Like, he knows the guy. It's an inside joke.
He probably shouldn't have said it in such a public platform like that, but I get it. Like,
they're saying he shit on the guy's moment because, you know, he won an Oscar.
Well, you know why? Because everybody like me that didn't know they were connected in some way thought that it was
racist.
Kind of fucked up. Yeah, in a sense. Yeah. Who gave this guy his green card?
Yeah.
Talking about the Mexican guy that's been winning all night who can't speak a lick of English.
Yeah.
Right.
He said that too when he accepted the award.
Yeah.
You know,
he was like, what did he say?
He said they give the award to the one guy that can't speak English.
Están molestando, señor de la
Pia,
por favor. Va dentro. Dijero, su inglés.
What did he keep winning an award for?
Birdman.
Oh, that's the guy that did Birdman.
Everybody heard about that bird. You saw it?
No, I wanted
it. Oh.
Yeah,
Michael, when they announced the winner, Michael Keaton lost, but he had his speech ready to go.
I saw that.
And then he tucked it back in. They got it on the video.
Batman's not so quick anymore, is he?
No, he's a little old. Slow of foot.
I'm Birdman.
But Oscars, it's too long.
Hey, you know what? I would have liked to have seen. I would have liked to have seen Michael Keaton win an Oscar for Best Actor because I think it's cool considering. You know, like when Tom Hanks won, I was happy for him because I remember Tom Hanks from Bosom Buddies.
Yep.
Yeah.
From all the, like Bachelor Party is like one of my favorite movies growing up. And then you see, you know, what he transforms. Like, wow, good for him. He was able to, that's how you know someone's a good actor when they can go from goofy to that and be like, wow, you won an Oscar. So I was kind of rooting for Keaton. I was even rooting a little bit for Cooper because I thought from what I saw, I thought he did a really good job portraying, because I saw a video of the real guy, and I'm like, holy shit, he did a really good job playing this guy. So I was like, yeah, maybe this third time he got nominated, maybe this is the time he wins. Who knows, right?
They were saying the fake baby incident was what was probably going to hold everybody back.
What fake baby?
And in one part...
The fact that you said you might be pregnant?
No, she saw it. She can't. At one point in the movie, he's clearly holding a fake child. It's like a doll. And he's supposed to be like,
oh, okay.
You can tell it's a doll.
It's kind of like when people in shows and movies have a cup of coffee and it's empty and you can tell it's empty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't put a little bit of water to make it
like
look
something
like
it. In it.
Yeah. It drives me nuts. And they're like,
you know,
they drink it so
the
fast.
Worst,
like, it's coffee.
For me, the worst is when people who don't smoke.
Oh,
smoking weed. They don't even inhale.
Yeah. As soon as they, soon
what
as
the fuck are you doing?
As soon as a cigarette leaves their lips.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like, you're not a smoker.
It's like, wow, it's a Huey. Same exact thing, man. That's how he.
You spot that quick.
Oh, real quick. Yeah.
Well,
I don't see it.
This baby was very fake. You could tell
it wasn't smoking.
It was a doll. Yes. It didn't have a cigarette. It wasn't inhaling. And they said beforehand that that was going to play a role in the fact that American Sniper probably wasn't going to win a lot of
stuff. I don't think that's the actor's fault. I think
it's not, but they should have said,
I think it's the person in charge of, like, why not get a real baby? Did he have to toss the baby or something?
The baby was sick. No, he literally was just holding the baby.
Then why not use a real baby? Most people do.
The baby was sick.
Fucking
that day.
Sylvester Stallone used his actual baby in Rocky II.
Yeah. They hired a baby. The baby was sick.
All right, what do you want for this role? I want a big tit. My own dressing room, big tit.
Well, Bradley Cooper held it like it was a doll, kind of, too. Like, it was bad. They should have just
would he hold it by the fucking leg and drag it across the floor like little girls do?
No, it was a fucking doll, man.
Yeah, I can't sleep.
Don't they have a backup baby somewhere?
You would fucking think, right? Or somebody on the
all right,
crew
the
stunt has a
baby.
Child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they said beforehand that that was going to bring problems. So
I really don't think he lost because of that, though. Honestly, I don't think so.
I mean, I
saw the clip of the guy that plays Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking convincing.
Full retard.
It's dude, it is convincing. He's not retarded. He's a fucking genius. Holy shit. That's like calling Einstein the N-word. Like, really? No, he really was convincing. I mean, the transformation from when he was before he got real sick to when he was sick, I was like, wow, that's impressive. I would think you have to really practice doing that.
Yeah, I have to see.
I mean,
that.
The way he was contorted and shit too, like it didn't look real. It looked like, how is that the same guy? It can't be him.
How does his bones?
Some British dude. A British person plays in everything now. Yeah. They got Brits everywhere.
Cumberbund? Is it Cumberpatch? Or
no.
Cumberbatch?
No. No, that's Benedict Cam. That's Benedict Cabbage Patch.
Cucumber.
He played in another movie. Oh. Yeah, he was in the spy movie or something, The Imitation Game.
That's it.
Yeah. No, I don't know who this guy was. He's another Brit.
The fucking Brits.
Man. But he was all like excited and shit when he won. Like he couldn't believe it. He was like, like on stage. He was actually doing that.
Didn't Stephen Hawking like tell him he did a good job and shit at the Oscars?
He emailed it. He emailed him.
I thought he rolled on stage.
Yeah.
Even the fucking black dude that played Martin Luther King is British.
You're really? Kidding me.
No, he's British.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had a dream.
Hello.
Hello.
That movie looked good, too.
Selma. What's Selma?
It's the
Hayek?
No.
I thought that's what the movie was about. I'm like, wow, she's that famous?
I think it's
just that important.
It's a town where one of the biggest demonstrations for like black rights happened.
Black rights.
Yeah, for like
civil rights.
Yeah, that's rights, yeah, that's my bad.
It's Black History Month still, you know.
That's okay.
Get your shit right.
Represent.
It's your people, Missy.
My bad.
It's your people.
You're all ethnicists.
Listen, I'm allowed to say black.
It's no, that wasn't offensive, but
yeah.
You kind of dumbed it down by saying black rights.
I mean,
civil.
I do that.
You black motherfuckers.
That is still today one of my favorite fucking one of my favorite.
You black motherfucker.
So all the movies that were nominated, you never saw any of them?
No.
Yeah, I just saw American Sniper.
No.
And that's it.
No, you know, looking at the guys who were nominated, like I really wanted Michael Keaton to win.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like this was his best shot. I don't,
his only shot.
Yeah, like he's never. I don't even think he's ever been close before.
The last
he's
movie,
never been nominated, right?
The last movie he did was the reboot, the RoboCop.
I didn't see that.
Okay, why'd you pick this role, dude?
Yeah.
You haven't been in movies in forever. Why are you doing this?
Probably taking anything somebody will pay him for.
He wasn't bad in the movie. The movie wasn't that bad. For a reboot, it was pretty decent. It was, you know, it was definitely watchable, especially with the effects you can do now as opposed to back then. But he was the guy that owned the company that does the robotic shit. So it's not like he was, you know, he was just on an office most of the time, you know.
But when you can really nail a part, like playing a retarded guy or playing somebody with an affliction like ALS and stuff like that, you're going to win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Michael Keaton knew he won. He had a fucking speech in his hand waiting to walk up. I don't know how he thought he was going to win going up against that dude. Yeah. If you can nail a part like that, especially somebody famous like Stephen Hawking, he had no chance at losing. And from everything, I didn't see it, but everything I read about it said the guy was great.
Most movies that are about, like, most movies that portray somebody like that, that's the main theme, the portrayal, usually win that actor or actress will win the Oscar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamie Foxx won it. Who else won it? They portrayed somebody and won the Milk.
Oh,
Sean Penn won for Milk.
Yeah. And, Joaquin Phoenix did too.
He won for Johnny Cash. Yeah. No shit. For
He was awesome.
Everybody won for that too. Like Reese Witherspoon, the movie won, the soundtrack won. That thing cleaned up the Oscars. Today's Johnny Cash's birthday, too.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Johnny
Hello.
Cash.
Hello.
I'm Johnny Cash. Yeah, I thought it was... I mean, the guy deserved it, but I was upset that Keaton didn't get it. Funny thing, I saw the clip of... Patricia Arquette winning for...
That's what I want to say. I mean, listen, it's probably a movie I'll never see, but I thought it was a great idea to film a movie over 13 years the way they did.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, they filmed that movie over 13
movie
years.
Was
Boyhood?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's no makeup. You watch them get older.
So she's been working on this movie for 13 years?
They all have.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you watch like The Walking Dead, and somehow Carl aged 5 years in a week.
Right.
You know?
And the walkers are more deteriorated than before. Yeah.
But yeah,
Carl's 24. Carl.
And there's nothing you could do about that when you're filming like a TV show because they get older, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I thought that was like great the way they film. Like I said, I'll never watch it, but I thought the idea of it was great.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Were you talking about her speech?
Yeah.
Equal pay? Oh, fuck yourself.
No, I was like, that's when you're going to bring it up?
Well, because the only one that she's
that's the biggest platform.
Yeah, everybody's watching.
Yeah, but I mean, and you think because of that speech, they're going to change anything at that time?
Well, it brings awareness.
Yeah, but it's never going to
Everybody's aware. We're all aware that women don't get paid the same as men. Even men know.
I think in Hollywood, they might be a little.
But here's my thing. And don't take this the wrong way, but there is no movie in history that the main star was a female that drew droves to the box office and made it break records ever.
Yeah, but I mean,
and there never will be unless all men die on this planet.
No, I don't believe that. But
okay, well, not in my lifetime.
No, it'll be in your lifetime.
No, it won't.
You know what? Like, the world is changing, and it's gonna be.
Yeah, it'll change, but not in my lifetime.
Yeah, I think it will.
No.
I think it'll be within the next 5-10 years, to be honest with you.
Nah, I don't see it. I don't see it.
You're
talking about men have to go see these movies too.
Yeah, absolutely.
To make it break box office records, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think, no. I really truly believe that it will.
Unless they make like an all-female Star Wars, and I still think that wouldn't break records. I still think it wouldn't break records if they did that.
I don't know, man.
I have no interest in seeing that. Now that you know the original idea is out the window, I have no interest in seeing.
What do you mean?
Ghostbusters the reboot?
Yeah,
I have no interest in seeing
women,
that now.
It's all women.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but I heard Dan Aykroyd say they still may do his script in another movie as opposed to doing
that movie.
And another one.
No, because
he was on
Bill Murray said, I will not do any more. I will not entertain any Ghostbusters ideas now that what's his face is gone. Egon's dead.
Egon?
Yeah. So,
well, yeah, Egon. They probably should have.
Egon, your casket. I mean, mucus. I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
I actually think that that's admirable. I don't think that they should.
I agree.
Yeah.
And if you're going to reboot it, do it with three younger actors like they normally do.
I think interesting to have an all-woman cast. I think it'll be good.
It is interesting, but it's not interesting enough for me to go to the movie theater to watch it.
Yeah.
I love Melissa McCarthy. Love her to death. Love her. I don't care if she played Slimer. I love the girl.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But it's not enough to get me to go to the theater. Like, if she did a different movie, like, what was that one movie? I guess, like, if it was that movie with Jason Bateman.
That was funny.
It was funny.
Identity.
Like, if I had an opportunity to go see that in the theater, I would have. Like, that I would see in the theater. Or, like, The Heat, I would have seen in the theater. But I'm not going to run out to it. Like, it doesn't – it's something I've already seen. You know, like, I know – Ghostbusters to me is something from when I was 10 years old.
All right.
You know, it's like now you want me to go watch an all-female cast be the new Ghostbusters. It's like, eh. It doesn't look. I'm being sexist. I don't care for.
No,
the idea.
I mean that's fine. I think that
the cast is great. Don't get me wrong. The female cast is great, but it's not enough for me to go and be like, you know, I'll probably feel a little disappointed because it's not the original guys.
Yeah, but with men, they usually do what their women want them to do
for
the vagina. Remember, we talked about this a couple
weeks
ago.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean movies.
So, but if a girl wants to go see a movie, she'll ask her boyfriend.
I don't think she's going to want to go see Ghostbusters.
No, I'm not saying that exactly. I'm just saying in general, like moving forward with a female lead cast, maybe you won't want to see it, but your girlfriend will want to see it and she'll want to bring you with her.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah, and you'd probably be like, yeah, I'll go with you. Right?
Wow, you think you know me, huh?
No, I said you would probably. Like, I'm not saying you would definitely. I'm saying, yeah, probably. Like, depending upon what it was about, right?
Wrong.
I mean, obviously not 50 Shades of Grey or anything like
that. No. By the way, speaking of 50 Shades of Grey, did you hear that they were playing that and SpongeBob side by side at a drive-in movie theater.
No fucking way.
Can you believe that shit? Isn't that fucking insane? SpongeBob, 50 Shades. And there were kids there, obviously. And the parents were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, who thought that up?
Where was this at?
There's no hair on her vagina.
This isn't like the Midwest.
Yeah, who thought that up? Jesus.
A fucking idiot. I've never been to a drive-in movie theater.
No?
There's one in Vineland.
Did you go to whatever?
It's the very first drive-in ever.
Oh. Have you guys gone to one?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I feel like it would be fun.
I have gone to it.
Yeah.
Vineland one?
I guess I understand the movie theater having, or the drive-in movie theater having both movies, but don't fucking play them at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, that's just retarded.
You gotta play two R movies.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would think so, right?
Bring the kids. Yeah.
Concord, California.
Jesus Christ. They're probably all high.
Some families turn 50 Shades of Red.
That's clever.
That's
clever. I was choking on that's water. That's like
that's cool.
Shut up.
All right, Porky Pig. Never mind. Fifty Shades of Fuck.
I think that's already tanking. Like, it's already like going down already.
Of course it is.
Probably.
Even the fans are disappointed, apparently. All the women that read the books are just like, wow, this is terrible and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, of course.
Listen, man, what'd you think was going to happen? If they were going to do the movie exactly like the book, it would have probably been a porno.
It would have definitely been a porno.
You see what I'm saying?
There was like really graphic shit in there, I heard.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what they're all saying. It's like, there's like 20% of what was in the book was on film, and even that was edited for the screen. Right. It's like, well, what do you think?
You can only
was
put so much before they tell you.
Yeah.
It was watered the fuck down, I'm sure.
It has to be.
You probably didn't chat about it. Did your girlfriend say it?
She didn't see it yet.
Oh, she didn't.
No.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's seen it. I know people like said they were going to.
That's what she said. They were supposed to all go together, and they didn't. I think because of the snowstorm we had over the weekend.
That's what it was.
But still, it was just like, you know. Now that she's hearing all these bad reviews, she's just like, she's not as enthused.
Did you see Dakota Johnson and Melanie Griffin on the
red
carpet?
Melanie Griffith is unrecognizable at this point.
She's so hard.
She looks so bad.
Her face looks melty and weird.
Like, she was like 25 years cheese. Ago, she was fucking hot.
She was smoking hot.
Like a grilled cheese?
It's like a grilled cheese.
You know what?
She looks bad.
She looks terrible.
I'll tell you what, her daughter doesn't look anything the way she used to look.
No.
I don't think her daughter is attractive
I think
at
she
all.
Is.
She's okay. She's not ugly.
Cute.
She's not ugly.
She looks like a wooden doll.
Kind of.
Like, she has, like, shiny skin. Like a polished wood. She's weird looking. She's just weird looking. She's like
Pinocchio's
girlfriend or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I see a lot of potential in this room.
When they were on the red carpet getting interviews, the interviewer was asking Melanie Griffin, like, yo, what?
Is she married to Peter Griffin? Say,
hey, Lois.
Melanie Griffin.
This is Melanie.
shut up.
Lois, this is Melanie.
What did she say?
Maybe I like fat guys.
The interviewer was asking her, like, oh, are you going to see 50 Shades of Grey, all this stuff? And Melanie was like,
maybe I want to have sex with a fat guy right now.
She was like, no, I don't want to see my daughter like that. All this stuff. And she was like, kept saying it at her. And then the Dakota Johnson girl, she was like, she's like, all right, mom, you're not going to say it. What the fuck?
Yeah, she got real cunty.
Really? She said that to her mom on the red carpet. All right, mom, you're not going to say it. What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you little bitch. Like, fuck you. She like rolled her eyes and looked away and everything.
Really?
Yeah, like a little fucking 14-year-old girl.
Where was Don Johnson at?
I don't know. Getting his face Miami plasticized.
Vice. Plasticized.
Yeah.
No.
It mastasticized. Yeah, I'm. You know what? And it's funny. I saw, and I have already talked about this, but leave it to the ugliest, one of the ugliest women in the world to write a book like this. Like, this book is so science fiction, it's not even funny. And it's always an uggo that has to bring it to this fucking level. Yeah, to bring it to this level, because any beautiful woman would have never wrote a book like this. It would have been a little bit more to the truth, like her life experience. This bitch never experienced any of the shit in that book. She just had dreams and wake up in the middle of the night and write it down, be like, I'm going to write a book.
Well, it is erotica. That's what it's considered. So,
yeah,
that's the point. The fantasy. It's like women's porn.
It's, yeah, but I mean, it's such bullshit. It's like, it's unbelievable.
It is bullshit.
It really is. It I is. Mean, come on, you know, no, first of all, no guy, you know, who's that successful is going to settle for a fucking average chick.
That's the part of the draw of the fantasy.
Yeah, but the forget it. There's no point.
Don't.
No, no.
Yeah,
it just gives
women false hope.
That's what I mean. Like, it's just, it's bad advertising.
They do it in movies all the time. Like, male movies, like male. Like
they do. Every time Seth Rogen hooks up with even a semi-attractive woman.
Like, seriously, they do
every
it all
girl
the time.
Seth Rogen hooks up with in any movie is way, way, way out of his league.
Always. It's
and that's
always
because
that
he looks
way.
Like a fuzzy rat.
Yeah, but that's the way that it is in Hollywood, that the funny guy or whatever, or the guy
I have
gets
never
the girl.
Seen fucking Jonah Hill, and thank God, in a fucking love scene.
Okay, and Get Him to the Greek, he was.
It was a love scene.
It wasn't a love scene.
He had a threesome with.
And Grandma's Boy, he sucked on a tit for 18 hours.
Right, but I'm saying, like.
And in Superbad, he had a thing with Emma Stone.
Oh, God. They kissed at the end and he busted her nose or some shit.
But still, in real life, would he have really gotten her?
No. And even in Superbad, she wasn't even that good looking.
But she was memorable, though.
No, she was memorable. She's memorable to me in that movie because now I look at her and I'm like, wow, did she fucking get good looking.
Oh, that's funny. So I watched a movie after that. It was like The House Bunny or some shit. It was some Anna Faris movie. And she was
oh,
in
I
it.
Know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
And I kept saying,
she
oh.
was in that?
Yeah. And I said, oh, the chick that. From Superbad's in it.
Okay.
I like literally
that's
referred.
Right. She was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The House Bunny.
Tom Hanks' son is in it, right? Colin.
Yeah.
Colin, yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It was pretty bad.
I don't know. I just think it's such fiction.
Hello.
That sounded like the phones.
It did sound like the phone. Do we have a phone number again?
Get rid of them.
It's amazing that the there's even spam on Skype now. Like, they try to message in, they say, hey there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Fucking unbelievable.
Hey there.
Testicles.
I should fucking respond, hey, whore.
Hey, whore, what's your name?
Ridiculous.
Ridonkulous.
Can't fucking do anything nowadays.
No.
Not getting fucking spam.
Everything has advertisement on it. Everything.
Yeah, everything.
I mean, pretty soon you're going to see billboards with like a million advertisement on, not just one anymore. It's going to be like a million of them
mm-hmm.
all at once. It's like every people buy like a block on a big billboard. And just, amazing.
It says, yay, someone to talk to. I'm a little forgetful. Have we chatted before?
All right, let's see where this goes.
Yeah, run with it.
Give me some lines.
say yeah. You sent me a picture of your tits.
It's a shame they can't hear us.
No, we did get a retweet from a porn chick. We don't even follow
vagina.
Anything. It says adult entertainer, camera, webcam model.
Did you say Cameron Diaz? I'm like, she's porn? Webcam.
Should have done that shit 20 years
just,
ago.
Yeah. That's just a way of you following them.
They want you to,
No, thank you.
Once you follow them, then you're fucking stuck in their feed.
No, thank you.
You ignorant slut.
It says, okay, your username seems familiar. It's okay, I was just looking for someone to chat with.
What?
I hope you want to chat with a bored, single, 23-year-old female. Are you single? Yes.
Faber.
Well, Chris is. We'll just talk as Chris.
Chris, you're the scapegoat.
Good. You could talk for me. I give you permission.
Yes.
Tell the call number. I'll play this.
Hi there. I'd like to welcome y'all. I see a lot of smiles here in this room. There's one. Oh, there's another. That's good. I see that soda up under your chair. That's all right. Soda's all right on my watch. We also got Oreos here and fresh coffee. Everybody likes a snack.
It's fucking funny because she's answering. What kind of girls are you into, Chris? You like nerdy girls? She's finally single and it's great. Yes, I'm finally single and it's great.
Congratulations.
This is bizarre.
It's so weird.
It's gotta be.
Of course it is. Yeah. To ask her for our website. Like, say, cut the bullshit. What website are you on? You dirty whore.
Do it. All right.
Cut the shit.
What's up, whore? Your name.
What website are you on? What website are you on, whore? Dirty whore.
You're a little uppity bitch. I can't wait till we fuck you up. Jesus Christ. You are fucking beat.
All right.
You should tell her. You should actually tell her. Type in, like, the web. Site and everything. So you should listen to this specific show live right now. We're talking about you on the air. Blow this girl's mind.
It says, what's wrong?
Already? She's needy?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Did I do that? Did I do something wrong? Did I do that? Did I do something wrong? Are you okay? Can I do something to make it better?
Go back to Babylon, you hoa!
I think we should take a quick break.
I don't know anything about Skype. Can you just find random people to chat with on Skype?
Yeah. You could just type whatever and see what comes up.
But how would somebody randomly find our name?
Maybe someone typed in Jersey and then Jersey Jerks came
fills
up.
In. I think you just
autofill.
I don't know.
It's so fucking weird.
Welcome back.
Did she respond to the whore comment?
Oh yeah.
What did she say? Was she offended?
You should know nerdy girls and redheads are the biggest freaks. I have some free time now.
There it is.
Went out. Yep. Want to see? It's
what
up to you.
What the fuck?
I'm in the mood.
Boom.
What's that mean?
It means she's got a webcam chat saying what she's going to fucking finger herself for $1,000.
She's going to show her pussy right on the screen.
Ew, it looks like a sad old man.
All right.
Bummer. Yeah, well, let's not pay for it.
No.
Why, we have the money.
Yeah, let's do it.
No.
Tell her we're going to sign up, but we're going to rebroadcast her feed to all of our listeners.
No, because I'll turn the camera around and pull my junk out.
Oh, my God.
And the first thing she'll see when it comes on is my mushroom head up against the screen.
No!
No.
Nope!
Oh!
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes.
The fuck?
Of course. You want to talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And on mic.
Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
No.
Still messed up. And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
That was a clip from a romance concert. You guys saw that video, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he tanked that chick?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He fucked her up.
Oh, my God. He didn't even fucking skip a beat. He's talented.
He went right back to playing that guitar.
No shit, man. That's crazy. Oh, real quick, let's give a happy birthday to the creator, the founder,
it's
the godfather.
It's
happy birthday, Marco.
Oh, Marco, happy birthday.
Mine's on Monday.
Oh, yours is on Monday?
Yeah.
All right, we'll wish you happy birthday next week.
Yeah.
Rob Sprantz.
Co-founder.
Co-founder, sorry. Although he was the original, but whatever.
Go with it.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday, Robert.
Happy birthday, Robert. Like that robot in Rocky IV. Happy birthday, Pauly.
The shitty 80 music.
Yeah. Speaking of, I have a little game I want to play. I'm going to try to. With my phone. Because I can't
Long
fucking hook up a tablet.
Missy.
Yeah. You guys remember like the Super Nintendo music, the 8-bit music that...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they did a lot of... actual songs in that music style. So I'm going to play the song and I want you guys to guess what the song is. So hopefully this doesn't have any fucking commercials for us. This suck. Okay. Let's see what happens. I know it's going to fucking go right to a commercial. It always does. It's like Allstate, probably.
Oh. Take on me.
Yeah, let's take on
Good
me.
Job.
Jesus. What a happy song.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's in this version, yeah. It reminds me of that insurance commercial. Guys like screaming the chorus. He's like, oh, was that me? Is that too loud? All right, let's see.
Is there any current music in there?
Well, there's like a mix of stuff. Don't worry, I'm not gonna... All right. Obviously, Marco's gonna get it before it even starts.
Oh, Billie Jean? Or wait. Annie, are you okay? That's it. So awesome.
What the hell is happening right now? Are you okay?
I just picture him in like Nintendo, as a Nintendo game, chasing little boys.
Yeah. Bling bling.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to get him with his boner.
Wow, you really thought that one out.
Yeah. Many details.
Okay. This should be funny. Game over. No.
Are we guessing?
Hold on.
Is this Thriller?
No.
Oh, it's Ghostbusters. Oh my god.
Who are you gonna call?
This as my ringtone.
I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
Oh my god, it's so terrible.
All right, let's see what else we got.
What, did you find these on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. All right, Missy will probably get this one before anybody.
King's Land.
No. I will stay away from them. Actually, I'm banking on you to get this. None of these guys are going to get it.
Oh, it's The Killers.
What song?
Mr. Brightside. No?
No.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I play this for you because you said, is anything current? This is more current than the ones I
played.
I don't
know the name of the song.
Read My Mind?
I never would have guessed it.
Oh, I thought you would have known.
No, I don't know the names of songs usually.
Oh, okay.
That's why I keep... Well. I fucked up every single one so far.
Oh, here we go. I shouldn't even have said that.
Oh, Green Day.
I love Green Day.
When I come around?
Yeah.
Heard you try loud.
Oh, man, 8-bit is a shit.
Isn't it, though? It's kind of funny. Look, I'll play this one. You guys will know this one. It's just funny because it sounds like wedding music.
It did. I was thinking that. Star Wars.
Very good, miss. That was hard too. I see what it is. So many of them too.
I downloaded this thing called MyFitnessPal, mm-hmm. and you can make a username on it, and I made my username Salacious Crumb.
Nice. Should be good. Missy will get this. No.
I know what it is.
It'll hit you.
Okay, because I know what it is for sure. When does it... I know it's going to get faster.
Well, it'll get to a different...
A different, like, tempo or something?
Yeah, but not faster. Not much, really.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ, I'm not asking you to suck at my dick.
It's Count Blockula's entrance music.
What is it? It's driving me insane.
I'm not telling you until you guess
it. Okay. I fucking know this. I know
Scarface.
I know this.
No, I'm just kidding.
It kind of sounds like Scarface.
It does. Yeah. Well, that's what they use, the same fucking piano or organ or whatever. Wow.
No. Oh my god, no, I know it.
Nobody's gotten it. I'm surprised.
I have no idea.
No.
I know what it is.
5 seconds, and I'm shutting it off.
It's like, this sounds so familiar, I can't guess what it is. It's Pink Floyd, it's Wish You Were Here!
No, not Wish You Were Here.
It's Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes.
Fuck!
I couldn't make
that
out.
I can't believe it took me that long.
Me neither.
I'm a terrible
I actually hate Pink Floyd now.
Neither did our 12 listeners.
Oh, fuck. Man.
They just tuned out during that bit.
Shit.
It's okay. It's all right. You'll redeem yourself.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I can answer that. I'm serious. That is disgrace. It out at all. Pink Floyd's one of my favorite
I didn't think you guys
bands.
Would get it. I know you guys aren't that big into Floyd.
God.
But...
Sounds ominous.
Ominous Prime?
That sounds like another Michael Jackson.
Drop the Bomb? No. It's,
no.
It's Michael Jackson.
No.
It's not?
Hold on.
Michael Jackson!
Yeah, but you gotta tell me the song.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Yeah. You beat it.
I'm bad at names of songs, man. I've gotten every single song wrong. I've only gotten artists.
Yeah, but
correct.
you're on the right track though. I mean, it's not like you're definitely worthy of this game. I actually expect you to
do better, probably, right?
Well, no, but I mean, like, you know.
Failure.
Oh, sure, when I say it, I'm wrong.
Listen.
Again, I think Missy will be the first one to get this.
I know the beat, I just don't know.
You guys are kicking yourselves.
99, right?
Well, there's a 9.
It's what's his name? Courtney Love's ex-boyfriend. What the fuck's their name?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
1979.
Yep.
That's who it is.
Fuck, man.
We have a winner.
I suck. God.
Yeah, you should know that.
Angry about this. This is my forte. I should be fucking.
I know. When I saw this, I thought of you. I'm like, man, she's gonna kill
this.
This
is your forte. You're in trouble.
I know. 8-bit's got me.
8-bit's
all locked up. All right,
I gotta play this because it's a horrible song, but it's funny. I heard all of these and I was cracking up.
Ace of Base.
Yeah.
You faggot. What's the name of the song?
I saw the sign.
Yeah, no.
No.
You live the lonely life.
All right, get the fuck out.
All that she wants.
That's it.
You know the words.
You
baby.
Are entirely too gay.
Your gay son is on you, buddy.
You fairy.
Ace of Base.
That's funny.
Got that song wrong. Every song's wrong.
Give me some more gay shit.
You cock smoker.
All right. Let's see if you guys get this one. Again, it's not everybody's genre, but you should know the song because it's... It was, like, really popular when it was out.
Nine Inch Nails.
No. And just so you know, it's 9.5-inch nails.
My own personal.
Very Jesus. Good. Very good.
Depeche.
I'm impressed.
Depeche.
I never would have got that.
Yeah, you would have. Really?
Maybe eventually.
Aren't you a sack of fucking confidence today? All right. Oh, this is a classic.
Is it weird when I heard that last one, I was thinking Marilyn Manson?
No, because she thought Nine Inch Nails. You guys were like...
I know. Sweet
Dreams.
Eurythmics.
Okay, I was so glad.
Marilyn Manson.
I thought you guys would have said Poker Face. I thought you guys would have said Poker Face.
No, that would have been...
And what is this doing?
It's doing...
Yeah, she's got it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Ba, 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 ba.
Oh my God.
Hey, I got a surprise. Where's that song?
You got no Kings on there?
Hold on. There's a lot here, so.
I want to hear Kings.
Nobody wants to hear Kings.
I'm going down the list of like popular music.
Is it on YouTube or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So go all the way.
I know Mark will know this.
Don't you want me, baby?
What is this? What show used to start with this? No, actually, I'm sorry. It wasn't.
This reminds me of The Wedding Singer.
This is the Human League.
Yes. And yes, it was Don't You Want Me.
Hotel bar. Right.
That's where Marco met the guy.
You are so gay.
You know, I tease, but I know the same thing you do.
I know
so.
You do, faggot.
How long did it take for the guy to come?
Okay, I'll play this because it's more current, but I would have never guessed it because I don't think I've ever even heard the real song. But I'll play it. Oh, no, I have heard the song.
Oh, it's Rihanna. Yeah.
This name of the song?
Yeah. Something about the music.
Yeah.
What about it?
Don't
please don't
know.
Stop the yeah. music.
Please turn off the music.
Don't stop.
Come on, please. Stop it.
Please, sir, stop that.
Come on, please stop.
Please stop the music. We got to do a remake. Please, sir, stop the music.
Stop that.
All right, let's see. Sorry for the delay.
Ramones.
Name of the song?
Let's Creep Bop.
And look, it's got our logo.
It's got our stolen logo.
It's an homage logo. We will never be nearly as successful as the worst Ramon.
There's a Mexican landscaper named Ramon more popular than we are.
There's a CEO of some Mexican company named Ramon that's more. Oh.
Stairway to Heaven.
Very good.
Pretty funny.
Very good. And you don't even like Led Zeppelin. Good for you. Even though it's the most popular song in the history of music.
It really is.
And I ain't lying.
Well, if you're pregnant, you need to be pushed down that stairway.
Stairway to abortion.
Because she's flying down that stairway of abortion. Oh, shit. How ironic. No, it's not Alanis Morissette. Didn't I just play this song? Or did I?
Poker Face. Like, yeah,
because yeah, this one's going bum, 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 bum.
Poker.
I always thought it said fucker face. I never knew it was Poker Face. I was like, wow, they play this on the radio? Okay. Not playing that. Oh, this should be a blast from the past.
Boo.
Now you guys will like this.
Just Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise! Coolio! My goal.
I'm
going to
let this play a little
song.
Bit. Your what?
Dante and Terrell love this song.
Oh, her fish.
My goldfish.
Is that what you said? Goldfish?
Yeah.
They love this song.
When I would play this song, they
how do you
would
know?
Swim around the tank so happily.
As opposed to what? Just float around?
No, they would, they would totally swim different to this song.
Don't have
you're
a child.
You're out of your fucking mind.
No, man, they loved it.
Don't have a child.
They had the bass, man. They wanted it.
What the fuck?
They would spin in a circle. It was awesome. They were gangster fish. I'm telling you, they did.
What the fuck?
Man, fish have feelings too. Fish like music.
Been spending most of your life living in a stupid paradise. All right, let's see what else we got. No. Okay.
No!
I'll play this one.
No.
Is this Blink 182?
Yeah.
All the small things? Yeah.
It's a song about Missy's penis.
Yes. It's a very small penis.
By the way, we are going to segue from that to penis in about a couple minutes after I play a few more of these stupid songs.
All right.
I just found it really interesting story that not one man in the history of Earth has ever had this problem.
My dick is really small.
Oh, yeah. Not this one.
That's very anticlimactic.
Okay. This should be fun. This should be fun. Nostalgic. If it ever plays.
She loves you. The Beatles. That was so gay. I did not like that 8-bit version of that. No.
He's shitting on the Beatles now.
That was a bad Beatles.
Bad Beatle. Bad. All right. See, now they're putting all these in a row. Just like
all Beatles. The Beatles?
Yeah. I'm trying to go.
Do they have In the Gata Da Vida? Because that would be hilarious 8-bit.
Hilariously? You thinking of Morrissey, too, with that? Or? All right. This should be interesting. You'll get the song. I don't know if you'll get the artist.
Asia? No, Europe. No,
Europe.
Europe, right.
Europe.
Final Countdown. How can you forget that?
This is a terrible song.
They play this a lot at sporting events for some reason.
Because it's the Final Countdown.
You like the little...
I hated it.
No, the way I was looking at you, I was like... But thanks, miss. I know. Boy, they actually put more than one Europe song on here. That is amazing.
They have more than one song?
Yeah, you can believe that shit?
No.
God damn, there's a lot of them. Yeah, some of these I'm not playing because I know nobody except Missy will get them. All right, I'll play one more. No, two more. This one. Play. I'll be editing this fucking show.
Sugar pie, Madonna. Honey bun.
Did you say Madonna?
No, sugar.
Why did you hear a fall?
You know that I love you.
I'm cutting this out.
It's a sugar pie honey bun song.
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch.
You got dogs.
Shut up. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Keep going.
Shut the fuck up.
No, let her go.
You know that I love you.
I hate you.
I love you. I want you out of here.
There's a new sound.
Take a fucking sock in it, you cow.
Whoa.
Jeez Louise. So what's the name of that song, though? And who sings it?
I can't. Four Tops.
That's it. Is it Sugar Pie Honey Bun?
No.
What is it?
Can't Help Myself. I think that's what it's called. Hold on. I don't remember now.
Yeah, you're right.
Am I?
You're right.
Am I?
Sometimes.
Yeah, Can't Help Myself. All right. Last song. Everyone knows this song. It was a popular song in the 90s.
Oh. Radiohead Creep.
Yeah, there you go.
First one, I got both things right.
Yeah, sugar pie, honey bun.
Thank you, sweetie pie, honey bun.
Do they do that guitar?
Huh?
They do the little.
I don't know. We'll find
look
out.
You in the eye.
Go ahead, miss. I want you to sing to the 8-bit.
I wish I was special.
Oh, you are.
Somebody special. Oh, I'm so wrong in the lyrics.
Your skin makes me cry.
Yeah.
It really does.
Want you to notice when I'm not around. I wish I was special. Yeah, I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. That's all I got.
Really?
I'm a limiter.
A limiter.
What the hell am I doing here?
I have no idea. Get out.
I don't belong here.
Shut the fuck up.
Truth.
And that's all I know.
I can't look you in your eye. That was fun. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Glad you guys enjoyed that.
It was fun.
There's actually a ton more, but I don't want to go through the bullshit of the silence in between, that 2 minute silence in between each song. So, getting back to the penis thingy, this is like the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life. 17-year-old boy has to have a penis reduction.
Holy cannoli.
Boo fucking who, asshole. No. Go fuck yourself.
Is it Ellen Titus?
No.
I read it too.
No.
Is it the size of an arm?
It's girth.
Wait, you can show me the picture?
There's a picture of an x-ray, I think. Hmm? What the fuck, really?
Should I Google it?
Hold on a
second. Big penis?
I'm sure you have that bookmarked.
Are you talking to me? That's not very nice. That's not nice at all.
How about 17-year-old penis?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Don't Google that. You're on my internet. Get the fuck off.
Well, what's it called?
Boy gets world's penis. First penis reduction surgery. Teenager requested operation after his manhood grew so large it stopped him from having sex. 17-year-old complained his penis was too large. It measured 7 inches in length, flaccid, and had a circumference of 10 inches.
Holy shit!
Flaccid. Which, by the way, is the size. Damn. Is the size of an average mayonnaise jar. That's a 10-inch circumference.
Look like
lucky motherfucker.
Breaking bitches in half.
Yeah.
That's a new show, Breaking Bitches. Said it was its girth was just massive and was shaped like a rugby ball, doctor said. Yeah, it was a it was very, 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 very painful for him, apparently. He couldn't wear pants right. Guess not. Yeah, always wearing sweats. He had to cut a hole in a fanny pack and put it in it.
Jesus.
There's an x-ray of his dick. It looks like a potato.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm looking at.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'll never have a baked potato again.
It's shaped funny.
I'm afraid to open up the Reynolds wrap and it'll be a dick inside.
How did that happen?
Good genes.
That's not good if he's got a... He can't have sex.
I would have went straight to porno.
He can't...
He gave a girl a Roman helmet and broke her nose.
He suffered from unwanted erection due to having a condition in which abnormally shaped blood cells block vessels in the penis, causing it to swell. So the guy was like having like random hard-ons.
In this article, it says it was shaped like a football.
A rugby ball is what they said in this one.
Yeah, close enough.
Which is the same size, really.
All right.
He said he was unable to have sex. Yeah, I guess so, unless you're trying to fuck a blue whale. Or play a competitive sport. I guess the cups didn't fit. He had difficulty wearing his pants due to his large and heavy phallus and was embarrassed by how visible it appeared underneath regular. I don't find this embarrassing if this was happening to me.
He's 17 years old and he's got to get his penis reduced.
Yeah, but think about it. He's going to get it. He got his reduction and he's probably still bigger than anybody on the planet. Mm-hmm. So they asked the kid, they're like, so how much you want us to take off? Take off like an inch. Let's start small. Let's start small, work our way down. We'll see.
Yeah, it says it's still slightly larger and slightly thicker than the average male, but now it looks symmetrical. So now it looks pretty.
As fat as I am, my ankle is thinner than his dick.
Aesthetics. It's aesthetically pleasing now.
If I was 17 years old with a cock like that, I would pull it out at every single party.
I think chicks would want to see it, want to touch it.
I would pull it out all the
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. I think he's in a good spot.
When his penis was erect, it wasn't normal. Instead of growing, it would just be firm and inflate like a balloon.
Jesus Christ. Blow on this for me.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
It sounds like a man's dream, a tremendously inflated phallus, but unfortunately, although it was a generous length, its girth was just massive, especially around the middle.
Ew. What the fuck, man?
He always played just a tip. It's all he could fit in.
Yeah. No shit.
Just a finger, it sounds like. I don't think he was getting more than that. It looked like an American football, another doctor says.
That's so...
Just a tip!
Lord knows there's global race on how to make it longer and thicker in plastic surgery circles, but very little on how to make it smaller, he said. Yeah, they were probably all scratching their heads like, how do we do this exactly?
They said they did a procedure that was similar to a tummy tuck.
Would they take away its belly button? The surgeon sliced along an old circumcision scar. Oh, my God. What did they use, a guillotine to circumcise this guy? Holy shit. Unwrapped the skin of the penis and cut out two segments of tissue from either side. Oh. It was a bit like having two side tummy tucks. That's how we explained it to him.
Jesus.
It said Dr. Carrion. Oh, Carrion.
His dick was a carry-on.
No, thank you. It's bulk. We're going to have to check this one in. They had to cut a hole in the floor of the plane so his penis would be with the baggage.
What, he's had to buy a whole row and just flop it over the fucking three seats.
It leans up against the emergency door. Looks like a beanbag chair.
Sir, you can't sit in the emergency aisle.
Sir.
Oh, no, he can't because he uses it as a flotation device. Everybody got to hop on the flotation device.
If the plane crashes, yeah. He's the only one. He's going to be swimming on his own dick.
Hop on my penis.
It's like having your own banana boat. The doctors were able to bypass the urethra, the tube which carries urine through the penis, and all of the nerves that provided sensation. So apparently this was a success for this kid.
Can you imagine having surgery on your dick and they're doing a surgery they've never done before?
Yeah, seriously.
He said,
isn't that the scariest fucking thing in the world?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Got to be. Because you don't know. It could be fucking Frankenstein down there by the time they're done.
Now, this I can't believe. The doctors did not take final measurements. You would think they would just to see what the end result was.
No, the nurse did.
Yeah. Although doctor told Mail Online the result was generous. It's slightly longer and slightly thicker than the average male. Perfect. Great. Yeah. But now it looks... This kid's going to get a porn deal. But now it looks symmetrical, absolutely. And the patient was very satisfied. Yeah, so are the next 90 women he fucks in the next 2 weeks. The teen has no problem having normal erections and has full sensation. It looks cosmetically appealing, and he said it was a life-changing event. He's all smiles. Yeah. Yeah. You imagine if all this was for a guy who actually likes dudes? He's going to be breaking up some fucking back doors, man. Breaking down doors. Let me in. Oh, man. Yeah, it's nothing more interesting in this. Crazy though, huh?
He was probably the king at his high school. I would imagine.
Yeah. No, well, you know what? Think about what do you think your reaction would be, Miss, if you were walking by a kid in school and you just see like a tree trunk in his pants?
I would not think that was good.
Really? You wouldn't be intrigued at all?
Absolutely.
What if it started moving around like a ferret in his pants?
Dude, I would be so grossed out.
Really?
Yeah. Now I would be more understanding, but
okay, so what if you saw a guy like that now?
17-year-old me would know. No, I mean, I think I wouldn't want to get with the person. I'd be like, whoa.
So, he could never get a blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could from a horse.
Did you never ran across that where you were hooking up with a guy and kind of rubbed on and be like, what the fuck is down there?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think we established that Missy's never had a big penis.
Yeah. I think once.
Because I think the way you – remember that one time she said, I think it's supposed to be like this, and she was like
– yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. Are you talking about with her? Were you with toys? So, yeah, I thought that was fucked up. And sitting there being the first one for that, it's like, No one's ever going to forget this kid.
Nope.
I don't want test surgery on my
dick.
They
didn't say his name, though.
No. No, but people who know him know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, imagine his Facebook picture is probably a penis. It's probably the after shot, the post-op shot. With a big happy face tattoo
on
it.
Think about it, a football-shaped one?
That's weird. Nuts. That's crazy.
That's such a sin.
Yeah.
There's no pleasure in having that.
I wonder how much that costs.
Football?
No, the surgery. Do you think they gave it to him for free?
Imagine what that looks like for the insurance company. How do we build this?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Do you think it was free because it's never been done before?
I mean, it could have been for science purposes.
It
could have been, but who knows? I mean,
that's fucked up.
If it affects your health and then it's
it affects your way of living, though. I mean, you can't live a normal life.
I would think it's covered.
Although
insurance.
I don't think you would ever. If you were a guy and you had that problem, you probably wouldn't get it done because why would you want to be normal?
No,
you'd be like, no, this is unique. I'm keeping it.
I would not want to.
You just sit there and be
penis jerking
off like this all day.
That would be weird. I would be like, make me normal.
Oh, now she wants to be normal.
I would definitely want a normal penis. Yes.
Sounds like that's all you've been getting. I'm just playing. Yeah, it's pretty disturbing though for a teenager to have to go through something like that.
Like, how does it grow like that? That's so weird.
You know what, though? Think about God, his baby picture must be impressive. He had like a Pepsi can between his legs when he was born.
And it was like, oh, that's good. Like, what?
What do you think his mom was thinking when she was changing his kid's diaper?
Oh, it'll probably go down.
Hopefully he outgrows this thing. It's going to be kind of...
It's already bigger than his father's.
Yeah, she's probably thinking, I hope he outgrows this because I'm going to have to leave his father.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me? Mommy! Yeah, man. I know his dad must have been pissed, like fucking brat. Get rid of that kid. It's like that Curb. It's like that Curb episode where he sees the dude's kid's penis. He's like
quite, fuck you.
He's got quite a penis on him. So funny. Fuck you. Fuck you. That's one of the ones we watched. Oh, man.
The kid black?
They didn't say.
He had to be, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I pictured a ginger.
Why? What? Why ginger?
I have no idea.
I pictured Sloth from Goonies.
I pictured a
baby little... Ruth. Was he from the States or was he overseas?
Is that American Florida. Teenager?
Florida.
Florida. Mm-hmm.
Actually... The map of Florida was actually his cock. Everybody's been living on his dick for all these centuries. A lot of homes were destroyed during the reduction. There's no more Tampa Bay. The Keys are gone.
Every time he comes, it's a tsunami.
Miami's like cut in half.
Oh, fuck.
It's like, that's... Actually, you know what? That's actually pretty accurate description. Florida is pretty much the dick of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. It's like just the filthy, cankerous penis of the United States.
Why is it filthy?
I don't know. I think Florida just has a bunch of fucking filthy people in it.
I feel like it's true.
Jews, old people, Cubans.
Haitians. Mexicans.
But Cali, Southern Cali.
I always assume that it's all transplants. Like, it's all, like, people from other states.
Well, there's a lot of retirees that move to Florida. There's snowbirds. There's people that retire and go to Florida. There's people that move there for the weather. His family, in particular, move there.
To get away from their kid.
Their kid.
The other kid left. Not this kid.
It's like you're like Joe Dirt, the sequel.
I gotta go find them.
Yeah. You're my sister. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I can't wait to read that report of a woman's vagina reduction. I can't wait to see the
her walls are too big. Her labia is too
her labia is like drag on the floor behind her. They're just like the opening is like the size of the Lincoln Tunnel. Like she has to get it like completely sewn shut, cut the lips off.
Ew.
Oh, you don't want it to be floppy.
No, you don't. But still, I mean, gross.
Would you want to have a Shar-Pei face between your legs?
No.
Oh, there you go.
Trim it up.
That would be a sin.
Have you ever seen dragon lips?
I've seen one once and it was sad.
It was sad.
It upset me.
What, you seen it close up?
She was upset.
At a strip club.
Oh, you told
ew,
us to
it looks like a sad old man.
And she was so hot and I was just like,
oh yeah, I think you said this before.
It.
Yeah. It's so floppy.
And it followed me everywhere around the room. I was just like,
what was it, like a picture of Jesus?
Yeah,
just
it
looked
was.
At you everywhere.
I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Vagine hang like sleeve of wizard.
It was horrible. It looked inside out.
Whoa.
Yeah. It looked disgusting.
Had a lot of action.
There's a famous porn star with some big lips. I forgot her name. She's young. She's very, very attractive. She's like super hot.
So and that's then, like her gimmick, the big
yeah,
lips?
That's her. Like, yeah, that's definitely her theme.
Ew.
Is the bat wings.
God.
Yeah.
That's gross.
And guys, they'll like pull on it, like, jerk yeah. their teeth when they or they'll slurp it up like
I'm
a fruit roll up, like a fruit roll up.
I'm gonna throw up.
That vagina is ground zero, man.
Missy's face is like turning green.
I feel nauseous. Seriously, I have a headache and I feel nauseous.
All right, I'll stop talking about the floppy pussy.
Oh my God.
Once you get those pants off, it's like two sagging pressed hams and a slice of pizza.
Oh my God.
Miss. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings there, kid.
For what?
I mean, make you sick.
Oh.
Give you bad feelings.
Yeah,
sorry.
Grossness.
Sorry. I just couldn't talk about the kid's
penis
problem the whole time and not turn it to pussy at
yeah.
some point and feel a little cleaner about this conversation.
Wouldn't feel as gay.
Well, it's not even that it's dick. Gay. It's just that, you know, it's like, oh, poor you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You want to punch the guy. Yeah. It's like, you know,
after
you.
Seeing the picture of it, though, that's
yeah,
fucked
seriously,
up.
Potato penis.
Are you calling me potato penis?
No, but oh. Would you want
you looked at me like, seriously,
no,
potato
but the
penis?
Fact, the fact that he could get a fuck? Reduction and,
you,
and still have
no.
A giant cock, good for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, mayonnaise jar. Fuck. God, that's so gross.
When she goes home, she's going to open the fridge and look at the mayonnaise jar like, never. I can never.
They should have games at parties to see who can get further.
Here's Missy when she goes
all
home.
All the girls just line
she
up.
She takes the mayonnaise
they mark,
jar
they
out.
Do it by different color lipstick.
Yeah.
She takes the rainbow party.
Yeah.
She makes the mayonnaise jar or she takes the mayonnaise jar and goes like this.
No.
I can't
no,
do it.
I would never be able to do that.
I can't do it.
That's ridiculous.
I feel like it would break like your pelvis or something if you did get it in a girl.
Oh.
Like it would crack it.
It would rip you.
I think it would tear tissue.
It would tear the shit out of you. And then you would be...
You would definitely shit.
You would probably... You know how sometimes when girls like have babies through their vagina? Like
as opposed to through their asshole or ear holes?
No, through their stomach.
Oh, C-section?
Yeah, when they have natural childbirth and
without,
they...
Without... Pain
well,
killers and shit.
No.
That's natural.
But when the head started to come out and they're like, oh.
The grounding.
Let's. And they'd have to cut you.
Well, the baby does most of the tearing himself.
Yeah, they might have to cut a little bit. Yeah.
But sometimes.
The kid's
cut.
Usually like.
No. And then
like
they Freddy cut
Kruger
you.
Freddy Krueger through the wall.
That would do that. That would cut you. That would be like a baby's head, right? You would have to be. You would be crowning if you had sex with this guy.
But going the wrong direction?
It won't
it's
fit.
Like going the wrong way in the Lincoln Tunnel.
It won't fit.
You would die.
You can release
no, you
it.
Won't.
You can do everything.
You won't die.
It would tear
it
everything
won't, it
shreds.
Won't happen.
Yeah, you can't get
it won't
in.
Happen.
He's probably still
you could. No woman could be wet enough to take that thing.
No.
No. At some point, it would just, he'd be hitting like, he'd be scratching rock.
Unless it was this big lipped woman, you could just kind of like flap
no,
around.
No, it's the lips. It's her opening is normal. Well,
no, but she could
now.
Flap the lips around it. And maybe that would help.
I don't see how that would help it go in the hole, though.
No, it wouldn't. It would like help his sitch before he had gotten.
Yeah, but that's like you putting your hands around it, feeling it for the laces. Like, go deep.
Go deep.
Go deep. Finkel.
It would be like scissoring, but with a penis potato.
What? What do you mean, scissoring with a penis potato?
It would be like a woman scissoring with
a man. Is
that
the name of the episode?
Scissoring with a penis potato. I've never seen that on a cooking show.
Yeah, it would be bad. I feel like he has to be a virgin.
Well, it says that he was
he couldn't have sex.
He was having trouble trying to have sex, so he probably wasn't able to.
He didn't figure that out beforehand.
That's what I was. At what age do you think he found out he had an unusually large cock?
Probably 3 years prior to that, at least.
Do you think like one day he walked into his parents' bedroom and he was like, he took his pants off and he's like, "Mom, Dad." Do you think this is normal?
Parents notice everything about you. They were probably like,
"Oh yeah,
John, something's wrong with little Timmy."
Yeah,
like, do you know what I mean?
Little Timmy ain't so little anymore.
Something's wrong with giant Timmy.
Yeah,
be like he's only wearing sweatpants. You won't wear
something's
the
wrong
jeans.
With penis the giant.
Oh God.
Ho, 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 big penis.
I feel bad for him. I feel completely bad for him.
I don't feel bad now because he's...
I don't...
Now he's doing work.
Now he's... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but...
Now he's vagina.
Yeah, he is just seriously plowing right now.
It's good for him.
Imagine the look on all the girls' faces when he pulls that out. He's like, this used to be bigger. You know, some guys are like... No, it gets bigger. This guy's like, this used to be bigger.
He has no guy friends anymore.
Yeah, I know. Now it's like a woman. Like, he doesn't have any guy friends anymore because they all hate him. The first guy in history to make men feel like a pack of women. Hate that bitch. His friends are like, fucking bitch. This used to be bigger. Imagine basically closing your arm like you're like this. This is all him right here.
Jesus God, I can't.
I mean,
that's
nuts.
That's terrible.
That's nuts. Speaking of, they didn't make any mentions of his nuts.
I guess they were normal size.
That must have looked fucking weird.
They were probably concave.
That must have looked weird. No, you know what? The skin stretched so bad, they look like pimples on each side of his dick. Like warts. Almost looked like a spaceship.
Yeah.
It was like God damn. What a problem. Penis. All right. You guys ready to roll?
Yeah, I was just thinking about when he got the x-ray of his dick. He just walked in and dropped it on the fucking table.
You imagine? You think he took up the whole table?
He broke the table.
How do you think the fucking x-ray tech was when they brought the thing down? And they were like, I don't think we need to go that close.
All right, back it back up.
All right, we're going to need a lateral. Do you think you're going to lay on this other table? Just lay it across this one? How crazy is that? Holy shit. You know what? If they did like an x-ray of his knees together, you see like the head of his dick in between his knees.
Oh my God.
What are you holding there?
That's so gross.
Is it?
Kinda. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go to iTunes and subscribe.
Yes.
And leave us a nice review.
Anything else?
No. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email us. JerseyJerks@Riotcast.com.
Tune in next week. We have a special guest coming on.
There you go.
Nobody.
We're
going to get the kid with the big penis.
Yeah.
Call in. He's going to rub it up against the phone.
You mad, bro?
Bye, Timmy.
The motherfucking end.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.